This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Tonight, the run of the musical The Color Purple continues at Walton Arts Center on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Tonight's show begins at 7. The rest of the run includes Friday and Saturday night performances at 8, Sunday night at 7, and Saturday and Sunday afternoon matinees at 2. This week, Edward C. Smith, who plays Mr. in The Color Purple, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the adaptation of Alice Walker's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel and about his role in that adaptation. The character of Mr. travels from a reviled figure to a man seeking catharsis.
It's a very fine line to travel because, as you said, you do have to establish, for cliche terms, that meanness right from the beginning. And then to make that turnaround, and I don't know whether it's unfortunate or fortunate for me as an actor, that the two critical scenes happen back to back. There's the Easter scene when Celie has stood up to me and basically says she's leaving, and I really dig into her with some of the most dastardly things that I could say, and that's one of my lowest points. Then the scene right after that, there's like a 9-second costume change for me. I go into my catharsis, my epiphany scene, where I see the change that I need to make, and it happens that fast. So it is a very quick flip in one seeing the evil of their ways and trying to make a change. And then throughout the rest of the show, the script is written so that I can make that change subtly, and some of the scenes are the softer scenes. When I'm just by the things I say, I ask, can I tend to this child for a little bit, which I would have never said prior to that. But also some of the other characters speak about the change that has been going on within me. So it's not only on my shoulders. The script has it written in there also that the character does make a turnaround.
You say 9 seconds. You're being literal there?
We timed it one time, and there's more time for me to get on stage, but we do this quick change in a record time of 9 seconds. And it's a full change where I take off a shirt, put on a shirt and jacket. They have a pair of ripaway pants because there's another pair of pants underneath. And so it's like a Chippendales change real quick.
What are you thinking anything in those 9 seconds as an actor? I mean, because you are going from this sort of dastardly, as you put it, this sort of rage to this beginning of catharsis?
During that 9 or 10 seconds and a few seconds before, I do have a mental meltdown, you know, that I'm letting myself descend to, from being so tough and stern and arrogant to deflated. Mm-hmm. And that scene starts out, I'm in a drunken stupor, so this mindset is kind of easy to get into. It is a buffer zone. When I come out on stage, I'm in a drunken stupor, and I've been in a stupor for 3 days. And then I have the actual epiphany. So I do have a little bit of dialogue to regroup and take myself from being in this drunken stupor to, without giving it away, a out-of-body experience where I get to see how people feel about me, around me, and react to that.
Can you sense when an audience is having... Perhaps the audience isn't cathartic as well, but they are getting the catharsis. They are getting something like in a play like this.
It's hard for me to tell. I have to fly blind on this, because if I do my job well enough, when I do hit the catharsis, they really don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too soon for them to care. I've been a nasty man too long in the play for them to just go, "Oh, he's going to be better now." It doesn't happen like that. People are very suspicious of me, even when it, and it shows in my applause. I mean, I get a lot of critical acclaim as an actor, but I don't get a lot of applause. And the reason is because by the time the bows come at the end of the show, the audience has just had their emotional release. They've been on this roller coaster ride, a very deep roller coaster ride of all these emotions, going from all these brutality against women to rape, incest, and we don't give them a break. And then finally, when they get to the end, and there's this, oh, I can exhale, but the emotions are still there. So when the characters come out, people are still applauding for the character, not the actor. And when I come out, Sophia comes out before me, and they love Sophia because she's been through so much, and she still comes out triumphant. And then they come out to me, and it's like, but I understand.
Right.
That means I did my job. That means I did my job. They're still emotionally wound up into the character.
When you play something... an emotion that is brutally mean, or you're coming out of a drunken stupor, you have to be careful, don't you, not to make that cartoonish? I mean, you could go over the top.
Yes.
So how do you pull that in?
I give that credit to our director. He was adamant about these are real people. These are not cartoons. These are not caricatures. These are not stereotypes. These are real people. Don't make fun of their dialect. Don't accentuate it, and treat their thought process as real emotions. And if you do that, then you won't go over to the caricature part. You know, and I give him credit with that because he drilled that into us, you know, because some people, you know, including myself at times, would go the caricature, and that's not what he wanted.
You've been in so many productions, so many beloved productions. What drew you to the theater at first?
I think the twofold. One was a sixth grade play. I was doing poorly in my sixth grade class, but I had a lot of, I guess, personality, and the teacher said, well, we're going to do, now this was pretty big for a sixth grade play. We're going to do Julius Caesar. I don't know where he got that from, but he says, I want you to play Mark Anthony. And that was my first opportunity as far as speaking parts. I'd always been a singer, you know, church choir and things like that. And that was a kind of an introduction into it. But then it was my freshman year in high school. We did a production every other year. And then in between years, we would go on a trip somewhere. The choir would go on a trip. But we did Oklahoma. Now, not many parts for a black male in Oklahoma, and this is in the mid-70s when multiracial casting had not existed yet. But nonetheless, there's the part of the Ali Hakim, the Persian peddler. So I was the closest that would come to a Persian, so I got to play the Persian peddler. But that's when it bit me. That's when it was like, I dig this. Huh. You know, I dig this.
When people hear about Color Purple, and in your description, incest, rape, some down subjects, people Some people do tend to like their musicals to have Suri with the fringe on top.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your chance to tell listeners why, with this heavy material, it's important for them to go see Color Purple.
Well, one, I would like to say there is a trend that is changing on Broadway, period, where the subject matter is getting more. I mean, case in point, Sweeney Todd is not a, there is more meat coming to the subject matter of musicals, and I like to call them musical dramas. It's really more drama than it is musical comedy, you know, which is something a little more for the adult mind. I mean, and the difference is, before I answer the direct question, the difference is between the two. Musical comedy is like a light meal. You can eat it and you'll enjoy it, and it's gone in 6 hours, you know. Musical drama, it's much more intense. It stays with you. I often say that people who come to see the show, they are more than entertained, which is what most shows would do. This show will entertain you and move you. And that's the difference. You will get moved because the drama is so intense. With respect to the dark subject matter, this is a very unique musical in the sense that the dark subject matter is there. And it is illustrated sometimes very graphically. Yet, despite it all, because of the music, and because of the excellent writing, you leave the theater uplifted, extremely uplifted. Like I said, that quote-unquote waiting to exhale, that moment where you just, and oftentimes, I'm not shocked at all when I can see out in the audience four or five rows during the bows that the women are crying, but oftentimes the men are trying to push that tear away before the lights come up. You know, that's what shows me how powerful it is, you know, that it's really, really, really moving people's emotions, and not just the women whose emotions may be a little closer to surface, but to the men who try to hold on in public more. It's just a very powerful show.
Thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Edward C. Smith plays Mr. in the national touring production of The Color Purple at Walton Arts Center. That run at Walton Arts Center continues through Sunday night. Tonight's show begins at 7. There are 8 o'clock performances tomorrow and Saturday nights, 2 o'clock matinees Saturday and Sunday, and another 7 p.m. performance Sunday night. For more information, waltonartscenter.org.